get intros and outros.
Yeah, like, hi. Clean those up. Yeah, I'm recording now. Thank you for that suggestion, Sarah. Yeah, and we do. What's a good one?
To have like intros and outros so that, you know, we don't get off topic too badly.
Yeah, I think that if we, you mean an intro to the topic?
And it helps our brand.
Yeah, I think we need a like standardized intro to our to our show.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe an intro to the topic.
Yeah. We just need like a little intro with a blurb. And I'm like, oh, this is nerdy, whatever we're called.
Yeah, I keep forgetting our URL. I think it's a...
Nerdy Bored and Almost 30.
I had to look over at the computer screen and look at our website. It's a Nerdy Bored and Almost 30, which it has a ring.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
There's a rhyme.
There's a ring and a rhyme. Time to shut up. Okay, so you want to like practice a few or try a few?
Hello, this is... What are we...
Your butthole. Hi, this is my butthole.
With a very special guest today.
Sarah's my ass. Today we're going to be talking about consent. Oh, wait. Sarah's butt doesn't know anything about that. Welcome to Nerdy Bored and Almost 30. Should we like pre-record it and then just like...
No, that's dumb. I don't like that. That's inauthentic.
Then we're going to sound like Marc Maron.
Americans hate inauthenticity.
Does Marc Maron do his like... pre-recorded, do you think? He always just talks, right?
He just talks. He is a fucking Jew and he just talks about all of his health problems.
Yep.
Oh, today one of my coworkers, she asked me if I spelled my name with an H, and I was like, oh no. She's like, oh, so you're not Jewish? I thought you were. And I was like, oh no, I am half Jewish. She's like, oh, I knew it. And I was like, what, I give you the heebie-jeebies?
Did she say yes?
Yeah, she was Jewish too. She thought it was really funny.
Okay. What's her name?
Her name is Olivia.
That's not a Jewish name.
No, it's not. I don't know why she was throwing shade.
What the fuck? What's that mean? What are you, like, suddenly 20? You say these new words?
Yeah, I'm trying them out.
What's it mean?
Like, if you're dissing someone.
Because you're, like, what? But how does it make sense, I guess, is a better question.
Like, if you're trying to offend someone, but only kind of, you're still, like, wrapping it up in nicety.
No, I just don't get how, like, I like shade. Like, for instance, right now the sun's coming in through our window. Somebody, like, stood next to me.
You wish you had some shade.
Yeah, somebody stood next to me with, like, an umbrella to block the sunlight. I'd thank them. I wouldn't think, wow, they're offending me. So I'm just trying to figure out
where
the
saying came. You're
wondering
about, like, the etymology.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out who's,
the history of throwing shade.
You know what? This reminds me of when somebody put shade over my head.
Well.
Those pricks.
I think it's, like, a metaphor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
for what?
You know, you're shining brightly as you are wont to do, and then someone to like take you down a few pegs casts shade on you so that you're not shining as brightly.
By contrast, you would shine brighter if you're actually emitting light.
Then you're shining light on something and then they're throwing shade at it.
I thought it had to do with being a tree. I don't know. I have no fucking clue.
How does that have to do with being a tree? Explain that. What do you mean?
I don't know. I just picture, like, this dude is there. He's hanging out, right? And he's, like, sunbathing or some shit. This asshole tree walks up and just covers up. And he's like, dude, what are you? You're throwing shade on me. It's like the giving tree, but he's not giving you anything good. He's just giving you, like, blocking out your vitamin D source. I don't know.
That's why we need to destroy the rainforest. All those trees are casting
giving
too much shade.
Shade, yeah.
A tree walks up.
Yeah, a tree's like, what?
A tree's like, hey, fuck you, buddy.
Hey, you're enjoying the beach? I'm a fucking tree. Fuck you.
Oh my god, where'd you come from? I'm colder.
Hey, get out of here. I didn't want any shade. And now I'm offended, so I'm gonna, like, where did it come? I don't know. Should we look it up on,
the internet?
Yeah.
Like Urban Dictionary? Yeah, definitely. Let's get some experts.
Is it throwing shade or casting shade?
Throwing shade.
And I am currently Googling. Beep-doop-a-doop-boop-beep-boop. That was a computer.
That's what it sounds like.
I got to throwingshade.com and I don't know what the fuck that is. Urban Dictionary. Here we go.
My mom threw the best shade on Coldplay.
That's not hard.
It was so unexpected.
What'd she say?
She was basically saying, like, fuck you, Coldplay. You were terrible at the halftime show.
She could have left out the halftime show part.
You're just terrible.
Like, fuck you, Coldplay. I like that first song, like Yellow or whatever, when it first came out, but I don't know.
It was cute. It was sweet. I don't like the color yellow, so I didn't like it. It just made me think of like the gross yellow lights that like lampposts emit.
Like lampposts where somebody might get raped?
Yes.
Like the dark, like the rape light. I live in like the 1980s in Los Angeles.
And like there's the just like shoes yellow. On every telephone there's wire.
Shoes on every telephone wire.
Multiple rapes.
Show, yeah, yeah. Marking the spots where all the rape happened. Mm-hmm. Just ask Eric. He knows.
He confirmed it.
Yeah.
He's from the city. He knows. He's
from the city.
Eric in the big city. So what does Urban Dictionary say?
I mean, Urban Dictionary says exactly what we mean. All right, hold on a sec.
Trees?
I'll just read it. Yeah, it means trees. Throw shade. To talk trash about a friend or acquaintance. To publicly denounce or disrespect. When throwing shade, it's immediately obvious to onlookers that the thrower and not the throwee is the bitchy, uncool one. So it's a way to say somebody made fun of me, but they're uncool? That's what that's leading me to believe.
That sounds like someone gets shade thrown on them constantly, and they're just like, nuh-uh, you're the dumb one.
Well, you're the one that's
You're
shade.
Like a fucking tree at the beach.
Yeah, exactly. You're like you're bitchy beach tree.
Oh, you're as lonely as a tree at the beach.
Throwing shade. To hate someone for acting a fool.
Well, Google throwing shade etymology.
Oh, okay.
It's probably
we're done.
From like, okay.
Thanks, bye.
See, that's a bad outro.
And we're back. So we just went out to dinner with Sarah's parents. And Sarah's sitting down. It's going to be the weird noisy here. And yeah, it was really good. We had these like... What, sesame soy chicken?
Mm-hmm. My parents are vegetarian, and I grew up that way. And honestly, like, the vegetarian stuff at Shanghai is better.
It is
stuff.
Really good. It's and I'm tasty. Not typically for vegetarian food, but it's fucking fantastic. So this sort of funny... So if nobody knows, Sarah's turning old today. Actually, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, no one cares.
I'm like 30.
Yeah. No, she's
I'm like 45 in woman years.
No, you're about 50 in woman years.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah. So Sarah's turning, what, 27?
27.
So happy birthday to her. And to celebrate, we're driving up to a friend's wedding tomorrow. Well, we're driving up early tomorrow. The wedding's the next day. But yeah, so we're all sitting there. We're eating. We're like celebrating Sarah. And then... We go for the fortune cookies. Sarah opens hers and it's empty.
I reached for the fortune cookies first. Like, I was the one who got to choose from all of them, and I opened it up and it was empty. And now I'm going to die.
Yeah. So what we got out of it is obviously the only logical conclusion. There's no fortune because she's going to be dead.
Mm-hmm. Dead people don't have fortunes.
Or ghosts. What if your ghost got a fortune?
Like, I had a really rich ghost.
What? Like your ghost won the ghost lottery? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, my ghost has a fortune.
Oh. How funny. Yeah, how are we going to close this? Because it's not even... It's a very short episode.
Is there a word outroduction?
I don't know.
Because it seems like we just... Got intro from introduction, and then someone's like, well, fuck, I mean, we need the same kind of thing to end stuff with the outro.
Yeah, what's the duction part mean of the word introduction?
I don't know, the noun-atizer?
No, like, the root, what does that root mean?
I don't know.
What's induction?
Isn't that, like, heating up? No, that's... I mean, there's inductive thinking.
Is that even a thing? Yeah. Am I just out of it? Like, is induction a word?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's inductive and deductive thinking. So, inductive, you don't have proof, really. Like, you're going off of, this thing happened before, therefore it's going to happen again. Which isn't logically sound.
Like, for instance... Someone's been in your butt without asking. It's probably going to happen again. Or you've invited a boy to sleep in your bed out of pity. He ended up fucking you. It'll probably happen again. And it has. It's happened twice. Should happen a third time. Well, I don't know how many times it's happened. It's happened twice that I can think of here.
Yeah, just twice in my life.
No.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Is that what happened with Nikki? Nikki's her ex-boyfriend, by the way.
No.
Did you see him sleeping in the park and you're like, oh, you could sleep in my bed?
I need you. No, we did go, like, take a nap together and we started making out.
Or, like, under a tree?
No, it was in my house. Because he didn't have one. You were there. You were with Julie.
Was I fucking her?
I think you were, like, going to or something.
That happened.
I think you were, like, fingering her. I don't remember.
What? I don't remember this. So I was fingering Julie and you were making out with Nikki?
Yeah.
And we were in the same space, sort of?
We were in the same house.
Oh, cool.
Nikki and I were working at 5 a.m., so we were, like, really sleepy. And I was like, I'm going to go take a nap. And then you were like, you should go follow her.
Oh, yeah, I'm cool. Mm-hmm. Space created.
Yeah.
For my fingers. I wonder how Julie's doing.
We should have her special guest.
Yeah, that'd be fun. She's fun. And, like, we haven't talked to her since she moved.
Yeah, the last time we hung out, like, wasn't that doing the bad MDMA?
That she brought, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we sat there and, I mean, we did really nothing.
I had a good time. It was fun, but we didn't get high at all.
Yeah, it was fun to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Good night, cat. I just kicked the cat out. So we are, now that he's gone, let's talk about what we're going to do with him.
Now that he can't hear us?
Now that he can't hear us.
Let's turn him into violin strings.
Can you do that?
Cat gut.
Really?
Yeah.
Can he donate without dying?
I don't think so. I don't think animals really donate.
Can animals donate? That's interesting. What about pigoons?
Oh. Yeah, because they have, like, all of that extra meat and stuff.
Yeah.
Do they do, like, animal organ transplants? I think that they have to.
That's what
to.
The pigoons were for, I thought.
No.
It was, like, they like, use them to grow human hearts and stuff.
Yeah, but that was for people. Do they do it, like, for animals?
Well, like this.
Like, oh, this horse this needs pig. A new heart. Let's get it from this dead horse. Can you be an organ donor?
Yeah, there's probably a waiting list, too, that the horses have to sign up for.
Mm-hmm. It's all very political, though.
I wonder, you know, on the horse's ID, if it puts that they're a donor. If they get into an accident while, like, walking. If they break their leg, would you be willing to donate? Would you want to be kept alive with a cast on your leg until you can walk again, even though you will never walk? I don't know.
Do horses have, like, DNRs?
What's a DNR?
Do not resuscitate.
Yeah, it's called when they break their leg, you shoot them.
Mm. Poor horses. Like a black market for animal organs.
I was about to say. So Shawnee's quote was awesome.
Oh. Yeah, that was, I understood the sentiment behind it, but we're talking about race relations in America, and my mom said, it must suck to be a black person.
No, she didn't say it must. She just said, it sucks to be a black person in America.
Mm-hmm. Which, taken out of context, that's pretty funny.
It taken out of context, it sounds horrible. She was mostly getting at, well, we were talking about death row.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, a lot of these innocent people that were getting put away. Because, like, the example that she was giving us was, like, this black guy who had sex with a white woman, and how, like, he was in Alabama and he just got railroaded onto this, like, onto death row, and then some lawyer who's speaking at UCSB tried to free him or something, and I don't think she noticed, and I was, like, messing with her because she kept saying that, like,
get
he
off.
Got people off. Yeah,
she didn't pick that up at all. It was funny.
Yeah, I was like, oh, so he fucked a white woman, then a lawyer got him off.
Yeah, got him off.
Great. Yeah, he gets all sorts of people off.
Wow. That's all he does. That's his job.
He just rolls up his sleeves and gets in there. And, you know, I was going to say, it's probably not that great of a thing because those guys are probably getting off from other guys anyways.
They're used to it.
Yeah, they're just like,
it's familiar.
Why are you here getting me off? This is what I do. Get me out of jail. And, oh, the other thing is, like, when you were talking about, like, oh, when your mom was saying that her friend who hypnotizes people, like, people will tell her that they can never get hypnotized. I was like, I tell that to girls about blowjobs. Like, I have yet to meet a girl that can blow me and get me off. And every single one of them is like, I can do it. And they try. And then after, like, fucking 15 minutes, they're like, are you close? Like, no, you're not trying hard enough.
Yeah, everyone thinks that they're really good at giving head, and everyone thinks that they're a really good parallel parker. And those things are rarely true.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think it's harder to give women head than it is to give men head?
No.
Really?
Really.
Can you get guys off with your mouth?
Yeah.
Every guy you've been with? Every guy you've tried, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting. See, like, I...
How is that weird? I thought that that's, like, par for the course.
Well, not for me. I've never...
I know, apparently not. No. Yeah,
like,
sorry.
I've got the, like, the super dick that's immune to mouths. Like, I don't...
This doesn't feel nearly good enough.
Well, it feels great, but, like... They could feel great for a long time. And then eventually they get bored. I'm like, I could just jerk off if that's easier for you.
Yeah, that's why, like, it's kind of hard. Because...
It's really hard.
It should be.
It is.
Ew.
Not right now.
Yeah, because there's, like, something being rammed into your mouth. Giving head to women, like, that'll hurt your neck.
Yeah, I don't like it. I always want to do, like, what I call, like, the mechanic, where it's, like, I'll go underneath. You know, like, you get those little wheelie things, and, like, in the movies and shows, like, okay, like, SVU or something, they go to talk to the mechanic, and they have to, like, he has to wheel out of underneath the car,
yeah.
Like, hey, what's going on? Or whatever. That's, like, me, like, if I could have just one of those wheelie things, and have, like, the woman, like, just above me, I'll fucking go down on you for hours, I don't care. I just don't want to, like, crane my neck.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, it's like, you're the one getting off. You just put your face on, like, just put it on my face, whatever, fuck it. Like, I'll stick out my tongue, I'll go, like, you know.
You know how you like.
Yeah, it's fine. But if you're like, no, do it this way, and then, like, you're on your back, and I'm sitting there, like, smushing my neck up, I'm going to get tired, and I'm going to be like, yo, we're done. I'm not doing this anymore.
And, like, then everyone's disappointed.
No, then I'm putting my dick in them.
And then they cry.
And then they get disappointed. Yeah, then they cry. That's another thing. And that's actually one of our topics that we would get into. Probably not tonight because we're getting close to the end of this one. But soon is that, like, a lot of the people I fucked. And for that one, I'm not really going to name names because they'll probably cry. Is that, like, yeah, they fucking cry. Like, why?
I mean, everyone likes to have a good cry during and or after sex, but it's just kind of it's just kind of rude to do it in front of the person. You want to, like, go into the bathroom or something.
Well, what was the thing?
Do it quieter.
That's so fucking depressing. What was the thing you said about, like, waiting for them to be... We were asking Sarah about sex, and, what was that?
Sometimes you, like, have to make a decision and just stick it out and lie there and wait for him to come and fall asleep, and then you can leave.
And then you're safe to leave, I think was the original quote. Because you're not going to do anything because he's asleep.
This is the Sarah method.
The Sarah method of not getting hurt?
Sneak away right after.
After they fucked you. The method doesn't, it's not like a really a preventative measure. It's more of like, how do you deal with the aftermath?
Because it's happening. Like, it's just, it just happens at you. And you gotta tough it out sometimes.
Tough it out, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He'll fall asleep.
That will happen within the next 24 hours, most likely. Unless you're fucking somebody that's on meth.
Oh, God.
Didn't you have like a meth adventure in Thailand?
Kinda, yeah. It was yaba, which is a pill.
That just means dried cum.
No. It means like crazy pill, and it's caffeine and methamphetamine.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That was a fun time.
So did it end in sex?
It started with sex. That was kind of my relationship with this guy. He didn't speak much English.
How did he seduce you if he didn't speak English?
It was actually like really cute.
Did he only have like two fingers? Is that why you're so happy?
No. That was one of the children. Oh, he had no fingers. He had a little nub. Oh, because cute.
That voice, I got it out of her. That voice that she used to start describing her seduction is the same voice she uses to describe a child who doesn't have fucking fingers. It's like they're both equally endearing in her mind. Anyways, continue. I just wanted to hear that voice come out twice.
So I had a little bit of a walk to the school that I was working at, and every afternoon I would like see this same guy who's at a food stand or a bar. I'm really confused as to what it was. I think they sold food. They definitely sold alcohol. And we would just like say hi and like wave every day. And then finally, like,
he crushed it.
I like sat down and we didn't have a conversation exactly. Like, I knew very limited Thai and he knew like, hello, how are you? But I had my journal. So we were able to like draw pictures of our family and stuff and kind of communicate that way.
Oh, that's cool. Did you draw cute. Like a picture like as like a George O'Keefe? And you're like,
did you do some vagina?
Put it in there.
He drew a picture of a dick. And that's when I was like, all right, cool.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He drew a picture of a dick and what, like, did he point at it and like look up and smile at you, like nodding his head? Like what?
Yeah, he like laughed. Because like we were already getting kind of like touchy flirty by then.
Oh. Then he's like, meth.
No, this was another day where I was walking home from school and he was on a motorbike and he said something about family and this like nearby province I don't remember the name of, and then gestured for me to get on, and I was like, all right, let's go. I thought I was gonna like go meet his family somewhere, and we went out to his family. It was his cousin, and this is like out in the boonies of Thailand, so out in the jungle. They only had one 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm.
It was really sad. And then yeah, he had a bunch of he had like a packet of yaba, and because you could just buy them at the pharmacies, and we snorted it and rode around on ATVs and like spear-headed fish.
Yeah, you actually hit a fish?
I didn't, but I tried.
With like a fucking stim pack, you couldn't hit a fish.
I couldn't do it, no.
Jesus Christ, Sarah.
No, I couldn't do it.
Oh my God, okay.
And then...
That's sad.
The next morning, we all feel like shit. And they're like, I wake up later, but it's the jungle and there's no air conditioning in their house. And I'm like coming down off of meth and caffeine. And they're watching soccer. I wake up. I'm like, oh, I feel horrible. This is the worst thing ever. And... Pongnapat passes me a bowl, and I thought it was hash. And I was like, yes, awesome. I'm just going to get stoned and feel kind of normal. And as soon as I put the flame to it, it was very obviously not hash. And I got high off of opium and felt like shit the whole day, but also kind of good.
So he took you up, and then he took you down. Mm-hmm. It's like your relationships.
Yeah, it was a real roller coaster.
In one day. That's fucking great. I would have just stuck with opium and just that, I think.
You got to learn to say yes.
No. No. Mm. I don't have to do that. You have to learn to say no. Like, Jesus Christ. Like, never mind. That'll be another episode as well. So, happy birthday to Sarah. We need to figure out our outroduction.
Yeah, because we never actually did that.
You know, eventually I think what's going to happen is our, like, when we, our outro or whatever, it's going to be what we're doing next. Because at some point there's going to be some consistency.
Yeah, we're gonna wet their whistles with the next topic.
With their cocks. With your butt.
But not your mouth.
Blood.
Because that won't get anyone off.
Not at all. I mean... apparently it does. I don't know. I like, yeah, if somebody's blowing me and I want them to just like finish, I have to like hold my breath till I come. That happened the first time I ever had any like weird sexual, like it was just, that's a whole own story. But I just remember sitting there being like, well, I don't want to offend her. I want her to feel like, you know, she's done it. I'm just going to like, and then like, I'm like, yeah, 10 minutes later. No, I can't hold my breath that long. Yeah. Like
a free diver.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Diving for cum.
I'm part sperm whale.
I'm part sperm shooter. Yeah. Came in her mouth. Like, we're good. Good job. We did it. We did the sex.
That's a really good blowjob story.
Yeah. I got some other good ones. that we're not going to hear now. So yeah.
No, that can be a whole nother topic.
Well, happy birthday to you, Sarah. Thank even you. Though it's not your birthday. We may be recording tomorrow from the Bay Area, although I'm not sure. We'll see how it goes.
We are going to live podcast our trip up to San Francisco, so be prepared for 6 hours of Mowgli and Sarah.
That is actually possible. I could set that up. All right, well, you guys have a good whatever time of day it is when you hit play on the thing. And
or else.
Yeah, or else Sarah will touch you. Bye.